You almost didn't record again.
I noticed that.
Because you did that once before, and that was, like, your favorite conversation we ever had.
It was. And now it's gone forever. Yep. Into memories instead of recordings.
Would you consider that a pet peeve of yours when you forget to do something that was really nice important segue, to you?
Nice segue, honey. Nice job.
Well, it wasn't until you said that.
I couldn't help but tell them because I was just so impressed with your segue.
Yeah, I don't think they're impressed.
I was impressed. So pet peeves. I think I only have... I'm pretty easygoing. Like, most things will annoy me for a second and then I'm over it. But I have, like, two major pet peeves.
Uh-huh.
One is grammar. Mm. Like, written grammar. Like, people can say bad grammar out loud and that doesn't bother me that much. Because I'm not that great at it out loud.
The error is not as sacred as the page.
Exactly. You have it. And plus, like, I like, even, like, casual writing, I write my Facebook posts, like, very casually, not formally. And I like that style.
Yeah, style is fine, but grammar. Mm.
Yes. And a little fudging on the grammar is okay. You have a lot of comma splice errors that I forgive you.
Sometimes I think you have comma splice errors.
But you do them, like, every sentence. That's how I know it's you.
That's kind of insulting.
But it's just the way you write. You use the comma instead of the semicolon.
That's my weakness. You found it. Sentence structure.
I didn't mean it as a criticism. I guess it's one of my pet peeves, so I guess I can see how you might take it that way.
I don't mean this as a criticism or anything, but it is one of my pet peeves.
That's not what I meant. But you're also not, like, writing a paper or something. It's just a text message.
Well, now I won't.
You're a very good writer. That's one of the things I like about you. Oh, and my other pet peeve.
Oh, yeah, there were two.
Yeah. Is bad driving. I think the kids have noticed.
Maybe it will inspire them to be good drivers.
Maybe. Or maybe they just think their mother has an anger problem. Actually, I think it's cute. I think they're all behind me and they think I'm right and everybody else is wrong. And they're like, go, Mom, you're the best driver in the world and everybody else sucks like you say.
It won't be hard to convince them to be defensive drivers.
See, I'm laying the groundwork for the future.
Well done, well done. I've never thought of myself as having pet peeves, you know?
No.
And so, like, whenever people talk about pet peeves, I just sit there and think, like, what? What would be my pet peeve? You know, and I can think of a lot of things that bother me, you know, but it's like, none of them are so strong that I feel like, oh yeah, if I picked that as my pet peeve, it's a labeling
problem?
Possibly, but so. Really I think that my pet peeve is just, it's not behavior based, it's, you know, just people.
Your pet peeve is people.
Yeah, I think it's not what they do so much, it's their nature.
No. This sounds like a thing that can never be fixed.
People are my pet peeve. And specifically,
like what?
Stupid people. Oh. Not people who are not intelligent, but people who do stupid things.
Right.
That they should know better, kind of thing, you know? It's just, you know, not any specific thing they do so much, it's just their way of life.
Where is your compassion for people?
Well, not for my pet peeve people.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, you're not one of them.
Oh, good. I wasn't worried, but now I am.
You sounded like you might be worried, that's why I said that.
No, I'm just worried about your... I'm worried about your morals.
Oh.
No.
Do I have some?
I don't. I thought you did. That I was wrong.